to episode 16 of FML FPL. I'm Alon.
I'm Walsh.
In this ep, we'll do the usual, the Rate My Team, go over what the fuck happened over the weekend, pick out captains and cleans for game week 15, and then cover our teams.
Yep, we're going to give a shout out to the top of the FML FPL league. Is a tie between two teams, new and covers, William C, team name Triple Captain Hazard, game week one, which he actually did do for 6 points, so that's terrible for him. And Gaer Geldi, sorry for butchering your name, team name Isle of Nabumbu.
They're which both on... I Googled. Did you look that up by any chance?
Of course not.
It's some really deep reference to a book that's a part of a 1971 Disney movie. So, right. Yeah, we have going for us.
Gaer, we need you to email us or tweet explain this to us. That's great.
Yeah, that's
insane. They're both on 834 points, about 2,600 overall rank. So congratulations for toppling our Cleveland Steamer this week.
Pretty fucking good.
We're going to make a conscious effort to do a quicker Rate My Teams and quicker Our Teams, as we've been getting some feedback from you guys saying that just what the fuck happened and Captain's Cleans is the meat and potatoes. So we're going to go Rate My Team from Umar. What do we have, Alon?
Yep, at the back he has De Gea and Hennessy, and then defenders he has Dawson, Neom on Watford, Kolarov, Zuma, and he still has Reese Oxford on West Ham, who hasn't seen a minute since like game week two.
Yeah, so Oxford's a problem. He needs to go as soon as you can get him. But the rest of the defense looks really good.
Yeah, the rest of the defense is very, very good. And I've gotten a lot of tweets about Kolarov and stuff, and I don't know if it's just our anxieties being projected onto other people, but like everyone is as scared as we are about Clichy, but like he just scored a fucking goal. He's been like one of their best players all season. Like, I don't know, maybe he's not a rotation risk. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, I just transferred him out. That was a masterstroke by me. I lost about 11 points on the transfer. But I think, yeah, at this point, especially because Clichy started today in their Capital One Cup game, it's clear that Colorado's first choice in the league. And I mean, of course, I'll maybe get a game off in the fixture pile up around Boxing Day and Christmas time, but he's first choice. So if you have him or if you've had him for a while, getting rid of him for funds for someone else, I mean, you can argue that since they've been leaky lately, but yeah, he's good. I don't think he's as much of a 50-50 rotation risk as we've all been painting him out to be since like as he was last year.
But, yeah, exactly. I agree.
But yeah, the rest looks good. I mean, Neom's Watford defender's good. Zuma, having him is a good shout. Chelsea are tightening up at the back.
And their fixtures.
West Brom defender's always good. De Gea is good. Yep. Just Oxford is the sore thumb.
Yep.
Midfield, he has Mane, Ozil, Mahrez, Ayew, and Westwood. His attackers are Aguero, Kane, and Lukaku. He also has two free transfers and 0.1 in the bank. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have Alexis, which is strange. He was also checking his team out, and he's never owned Vardy, which could explain his rank's not too good.
Yeah, it's a very abnormal team. Like, so much money at the front and then kind of a weak midfield. Like, not the template this year.
Yeah, I mean, he really just has Ozil and Mahrez, and then Mane's like been on the fringes, and Ayew's been out of favor for a while. But with two frees and only 0.1 in the bank, I mean, I think Ayew is very much the player that needs to go out. He would probably be my number one option out, right?
Yeah, he was asking about Mane and Ayew. My problem is they both have such good fixtures this week. I don't want to lose Ayew home to Leicester, and I don't want to lose Mane home to Aston Villa.
Yeah, but Leicester's defense over the last four or so has really tightened up.
It's been better, but Ayew also scored two games ago, and he was by far their best player versus Liverpool.
Yeah, but he was still terrible.
No, I mean,
did he even have a shot?
I don't know, but they parked the bus against us. I don't think they'll do the same versus Leicester.
Yeah, they'll be at home.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I'm mostly like, and we're going to get to this in the what the fuck happened, or maybe this is when we'll transfer to what the fuck happened, but I know that we've mentioned a lot in previous podcasts about the fixture pileup and having depth and that kind of stuff. And he has a fifth midfielder that doesn't really play anymore in Westwood. And since he only has 0.1 in the bank, he can't really do anything with Oxford anyway. So I was thinking kind of more conservative and because of those two fixtures for Mane and Ayew. And maybe doing like Westwood to Goss or Stanislas or something like that. And you make 0.2 or 0.3 million and and then you can still have two free transfers next week, and then maybe do some sort of Oxford double switch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
You think I'm too passive?
Not too passive. I think it's like a good idea, but I think IU is just such dead weight, regardless of fixture. I'd rather, like, he could do IU to Barkley and then float the other transfer and then deal with a double switch later, but like, he can do IU to Barkley. Like, I think that's an easy transfer to make.
Yeah, or Jerry.
Yeah, or Jerry. I mean, Jerry, he saves a ton, and he can upgrade Oxford to someone actually good.
And Jerry was fucking incredible today for Everton. His goal was so sick, and then a nice assist, too.
Yeah, that's what I would probably tip. But I'm not in a hurry to do Oxford transfer because the other four defenders he has are so good. So I'd probably just do IU, either Barkley or De La Feo, and then just float the other because everything else looks fine.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
But so the fixture pile up, though. So, I mean, when we're talking about that is now that it's December and Boxing Day is coming up, I mean, you're looking at towards the end of the month when you have, like, December 19th is the last, like, fully week between games. But then there are games like Christmas, in between New Year's and Christmas, and then again, like, around January 3rd or so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's, like, three or four games there within a week span, so rotation comes thick and fast, and there's really, you can't really pick someone and say they're not going to be rotated, they're not going to be rested. Then the games are so frequent that I think it's just so important to have a fully playing 15, because even goalies get rested sometimes.
Yeah, and there's also other competitions. That's three Premier League games in like 6 or 7 days, and then other teams are still in the Capital One Cup, the FA Cup has started, and there's Europa, and there's Champions League. There's just so much shit.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know about those other leagues, how they play in this pileup. I haven't looked that deep, but
me neither, but yeah, it's there.
But in general, just like if you have someone who's not playing, like Oxford or Proto like me, it's a big problem. And it's something, and I think we only have like two transfers or so left, free transfers, before it start really we start getting there. And I don't think you want to be taking a hit or doing anything like that just to get a bench player.
Yeah.
When something crops up or something like that happens. So it's a really good time to plan ahead now and figure out how to get 15 players and to lose those fifth midfielders who are like, we, you know, me and you both have Wanyama. He's going to be two-pointer. So if we can get someone a little better, if we're going to need that fifth midfielder, it's just something to think about now.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. So that aside, I mean, obviously the big news this week is the Alexis Sanchez injury over the weekend. Should he have played? Should he not have played? That's going to just weigh on Wenger's shoulders.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is he's fucking hurt, and he's not going to be in this weekend, and he's the most expensive midfielder, second most expensive player in the game. His price has just been fucking plummeting.
Yeah, it already dropped again tonight. We're recording on Tuesday night. It just dropped again. So.
Yeah, so it's at 11-2.
And it'll probably drop again, honestly, by the time the weekend rolls.
Yeah, he could triple drop, right? Yeah. If he'd be in for a triple drop. Yeah, I mean, everyone that has him, you can't hide that on your bench. He's too expensive. He's not like a mid-price midfielder you could bench or whatever. He's too expensive. So for those of you that are listening to this and still have him, I think we're going to spend some time going over who to replace him with. Alon and I already both made our transfers for the Alexis out, so we'll get there. But why don't we start with Ozil?
Yeah, Ozil. That's where I wanted to start, too. A lot of people had both of them already, so if you did, obviously this doesn't apply. But he's been in the best form of probably any player in the Premier League over the last, like, 6 or 7 game weeks. He's still the absolute center of everything on Arsenal. And, you know, regardless whether with or without Alexis, they're still top four team easily. So he should still be in the points. It's not like Alexis has been scoring anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a point. Alexis has been blanking for the last month or so. So Ozil's been just assisting, and he finally got another goal this last weekend with that nice dink. But it's the kind of thing that you, even though Arsenal are ravaged by injury, they're still Arsenal, and they're still going to score goals. And Ozil's fucking ownership levels are through the roof right now, and there's no signs of letting up. It's just if you don't have him, it's similar to like not having Vardy. Like you're just trying to make up his points, and it's not going to be a good thing for you. So Ozil, if you don't already
have
him.
I don't have him either. It's horrible. It's been horrible.
What?
I don't have him either. It's been horrible.
Ozil?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You still don't have him.
I still don't have him. I went to Coutinho, which last week looked a really good move when he scored. And then, 2 weeks ago looked a really good move when he scored and assisted. And then you got hurt and blanked, and now it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. But yeah, Ötzel just seems like the simplest no-brainer transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Just get him in. He's doing really well. He's going to keep doing well, and he's getting the points. So
yep.
Ötzel's easily the number one option for us.
Yep, and then I think a convenient next way to go is what we recommended to Umar, which is like a Barkley De La Feu type of move. If you don't have Everton coverage, their fixtures still for the next five or so are incredible, and they just can't stop scoring. So especially if you don't have Lukaku, that's a great move too.
Yeah, and even if you do have Lukaku, like, I don't think
we both have two, right? You have two?
Well, I only have one now.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, I mean, even if you don't have Lukaku, like, if you have can free up 4 million by going to Jerry D or Barkley and get someone, and Barkley's has back-to-back double-digit hauls that look like they're scoring. Everton's in form. The fixtures are great. They're great picks. And with that money, you can get Aguero money, or you can upgrade Mahrez to a heavy hitter or something like that. But Barkley or De La Feu is still really good shouts. And yeah, I don't know. I'm still like fucking annoyed about Barkley because I know you've had him for a while, but I still feel like he's just getting so lucky.
I know, right? It doesn't
like
feel...
Like, the balls are... They're just falling to his feet, and I'm just like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, like, I still would recommend someone Jerry D over Barkley, especially with that million difference as Barkley's gone up, like, twice.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel consistent from Barkley.
And I feel like he's overperforming.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, he's not scoring Barkley goals. He's just scoring, like, bullshit dribblers that fall to him.
But the one thing is that's weird about it at the same time is, like, when we talked about Barkley a while ago, we were talking about how he never gets in the box and shit. But these have been, like, he's been in the right place at the right time in the box.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just having more license to run forward, or he's just, like, has a more killer instinct. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's still, like, fucking 0 years old. He could just be improving as a player, so.
Yeah, that could very well be. I mean, half of football is being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe not half of football, but a portion of it. And, I mean, you look at the midfield standings right now, and Barkley's third. Like, he's having this fucking insane year.
Yeah. Everton as a whole feel like they're all breaking out at once. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, but the thing I was thinking about, and, I mean, the Bournemouth game was insane last weekend, that 3-3, but...
Yeah.
I think Palace home is such a trap game. I think they're going to lose. I think we're going to do them.
I could see it. I mean, it's funny, right? I'm a Liverpool fan. Like, you think about the vibes around each of the teams. And just, you know, if you weren't looking at the table, you'd be like, Everton are having, like, an incredible season. They're flying. Liverpool are kind of down but clawing their way up. And Liverpool are 2 points ahead of them.
Yeah,
you know,
but the one thing that Everton has feather in their cap are, like, over the next 4 or 5, like, you expect them to win almost all those games.
Yeah, totally. I'm just saying it's like a weird deception thing because they're scoring so much, but their defense has been really leaky and they've blown some games.
Yeah, but that's also, like, I mean, you're in the same city, but, like, it's also the expectation. Like, the expectation for Liverpool is always so much higher than the expectation
for
Everton.
So. Yeah,
but anyway, but that aside, yeah, I mean, Everton attack looks ripe, and Barkley's been banging points, and De La Feu's looked really good, so they're really good options, too.
Yep.
And then let's go to City midfield. I mean, I know so many people dropped De Bruyne and kept Alexis to get Aguero money last week, so...
Yep.
I think a lot of those people are just putting their tail between their legs and going right back to De Bruyne after his haul.
That's me, dude. That is me. I did that exact move, and I was so fucking mad. Like, I tweeted, I officially fucking hate KDB, and so many people thoroughly enjoyed that, as they liked.
And you know what he did today?
What? Oh, my God. He was good today. He was unreal today. So, I don't know. Maybe he just hates me and just... fucking blank for fun, and now he's back.
Yeah, I mean, De Bruyne, the thing is, I mean, he had the tap-in, but the assists were okay. One of them was pretty lucky off that fucking weird-ass corner, the Delph assist.
Yeah, I don't know how he got the assist for that.
Yeah, me neither. But it's just the kind of thing that people, I think, that bought De Bruyne early at, like, 10 have just been sitting and not even thinking about it. And, like, I bought him really late. I bought him at 10-6. Like, I was late to the party. And I haven't really thought too much about getting rid of him just because... He's such class. I'm like, he blanked a couple games, but, like, City were out of sorts. Like, Aguero was out. They were just fucked.
Yeah.
And now that Silva's back, Aguero's back, like, he's just going to get points. He's so good.
Yeah, no, he's fucking amazing, and he's on the best scoring team in the league.
Yeah, so, I mean, De Bruyne, if you don't have him already, it's kind of same as, like, Ozil. Like, to me, I feel like those are the two midfielders that should be more or less, like, very highly slash universally owned.
You're making me feel really bad about my transfer.
I know, but whatever, but you're flair. And then, I mean, the third player
I am a flair player.
The third player is Mahrez. Like, you don't have him either.
I know. I'm clearly a mad scientist role I always have been.
Yeah. Let's go. Where else are we going at midfield? So should we get to... Well, I guess you
have... Well, no, because I want to mention Silva, too, because some people are, like...
Yeah, sorry.
Again, tweeting at me about Silva and that kind of shit, and it just... Listen, I love Silva more than most people. Like, I think he's honestly way better at actual football than De Bruyne. I think he brings a team so much more. That said, for fantasy, you don't get points for connecting the midfield to the front line and things that Silva does, like, so masterfully. KDB just is so much more of a goal threat. He's so much more, like, in the box and shooting and... On the free kicks, he scored a beautiful free kick today. Like, he's definitely a better option than Silva, I think, for FPL.
Yeah, I mean, I think we still need a little bit of time to see how they're going to play together, but I see what you mean, because a lot of times Silva gets that hockey assist, the assist to the assister.
Oh, yeah, and he did that today, too.
Yeah,
as De Bruyne gets two goals.
But De Bruyne, like, he makes those incisive crosses that the only option is, like, the defender clears it for a corner or there's a goal.
Yeah.
Like, Silva does the little ticky-tack side pass type things to try and unlock the defense, and he might just get played out of it.
Yeah.
It's tough, but, I mean, owning both would be the best.
Yeah, of course.
But De Bruyne, I still think Silva's a phenomenal pick for FPL. Like, I wouldn't fault someone for taking him over De Bruyne, especially now that there's, like, almost a million in it.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have the funds, I think I kind of would, to be honest. I just think the goal threat is that much different.
Yeah. Yeah, but fucking Silva had a bunch of goals last year.
Yeah, he did. And he had some earlier this year before he got hurt, but I don't know.
He had that one that was disallowed. That was ridiculous.
I had him. Game week one, that was when you had him.
But yeah, I think Silva also for the differential. I mean, it's like a little early, I guess. But I think Silva's like... De Bruyne is a great pick, but I think Silva's a really good pick, too.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying he's a bad pick. I'm just saying I would always choose KDB, I think.
Yeah. Did we talk about last week about my no Aguero plan, or was that after the pod?
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, you getting both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
So, I mean, that's another thing is, for the midfields that had De Bruyne already, like, getting Silva in is just amazing.
Yeah, to just be part of that team, and you have no Aguero, and you're fine.
Yeah, could be fine. Still probably not fine. Coutinho also, I mean, a lot of people brought him in, even though he was flagged, which was insane to me. Like, didn't he rise in price this week, even though he was flagged?
I don't know if he rose, but I have seen a lot of people bringing him in. And, yeah, I mean, I thought he was going to be fine last week, so I'm not that encouraged by the fact that he's in, like, full training this week. Like, they could just be pulling a fast one on us, so I don't know.
I mean, and it's not like Klopp has a lack of options at midfield.
Yeah, so it seems a little rash to bring in Coutinho. I'm not sure if that's...
Yeah. And tomorrow, you have your cup tie tomorrow. It's not even going to fucking give you any... Like, what do you want?
Yeah, he's not going to play...
He's not going to start. No. If he makes the bench, I guess that would be ideal.
Yeah, I guess that would be ideal, yeah. Gets a little run.
But, I mean, Coutinho came off the back of 3 double-digit hauls. Like, he's been form of his life.
Yeah, I have him, and I'm happy I have him. But to bring him in, I don't know, it seems a little bit shady.
Yeah, and a lot of people last week brought in Firmino, and he was just so dire against Swansea. He was giving the ball away so much.
I mean, I don't even want to get into that game. That game is fucking agony, dude. I was just like... The fact that our one goal was, like, kind of a bullshit pen. It was just, like, we don't fucking deserve this. Like, we couldn't break them down. It was fucking sad to watch.
Yeah, but you scrapped it, and the conditions were insane.
We scrapped it, and, I mean, I guess that's just what we look like without, like, Hendo, Sturridge, Coutinho, honestly, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's what happens. But
what about Hazard?
Yeah, so I guess we'll get into who we both brought in. I brought in Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
I did an early transfer. I had two free, so that helped me a little, but I did an early transfer, which isn't something I normally do. But I don't know. I mean, I have a plan to bring in Silva for Mane after the Villa game, and I wanted to stick to that, and I didn't really want to, like, tear up my team structure too much because I do think I'm going to want Alexis back when he's fit.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to downgrade Alexis too drastically because I know I wouldn't be able to control myself and I would spend money elsewhere and I would be fucked till January. yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Hazard, I don't know. I think I've sat on it with him and my team. Like, it feels nice because it's, you know, he's such a nice friend. And he's been a good friend of mine the last couple of years on my team.
Yeah.
But,
and he's favorite player.
Yeah, he's my wife's favorite player. I was telling, like, to my wife, I'm like, should I bring in Hazard? She's like, Hazard? It's like, yes. Like, she loves him. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, I guess.
He's just a good friend. But, I mean, he had that one potential goal last week that Lloris went down low to stop. And he was playing in the false nine. The game before, he was playing in the hole. And Mourinho keeps saying he's not going to be a number 10 for me because he doesn't do X, Y, and Z. And, I mean, he really is. He won player of the year on the left wing. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a good fantasy option. But when he's playing as false nine, like rotating out Pedro, and it's just tasty. And they have the fixtures. I mean, it is Bournemouth at home. So I'm just sitting here. They have Bournemouth at home, Watford at home. They have some fucking ridiculously good fixtures coming up.
Yeah.
They haven't been scoring. They've been scoring like one goal max a game. I think they're averaging something like 1.6 goals a game or something this year as a team. Mm-hmm. They don't look good as a team, but it looks like he's coming back into the mood. And he has one, what does he have, one goal on the year in the league? Is that correct?
Max, yeah.
He has one goal and three assists in the league, and it's game week 14.
Yeah.
I mean, how long is it? I just feel like it's a matter of time. And
yeah, no, I fully agree. I didn't hate the move. I probably feel better about the move than you do because, I mean, it is a punt. There's no way around that. Being the best player in the league or not, he just hasn't done anything this year. But he looked really, really good, and I pretty much agree with your logic. It's just like, how long could this realistically continue? Like, he's looked a lot better last couple weeks than he did earlier in the season. He's nailed to be starting. They need wins. They need goals. Like, I just don't believe that he's not going to do his thing.
Yeah, and the kind of thing is I'm also just thinking historically about Hazard. Like, he's not, like, old or, like, Fabregas. Like, is he going to drop off the cliff at any day? Like, he's in his prime. Mm-hmm. The stats and the numbers and returns haven't been there. But last year, I mean, he was nailed into every team forever. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, almost the number one captaincy option most weeks last year because, like, when Aguero was hurt or whatever. But
yeah.
I just, again, it's the kind of thing that you know that he's going to be getting max bonus points off of a single return most weeks. And I just feel like it's a punt worth taking when Alexis gets hurt, and it's not like having to make room in the budget somewhere else. And, you know, he started at 11.5. I'm sure a lot of people had him to start the year and still felt burned about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, down to 10.9 is still not cheap at all, but you can do an easy swap with Alexis. It's a punt, but it's just something for me. I already have De Bruyne. I already had Ozil. It's just a punt worth taking when I'm looking at Hazard versus some of the other options we're talking about.
Right.
I figure just, like, what if he just starts coming good and he's going to want – everyone's going to want him to get him in.
Yeah, he'll rise faster than anyone's ever risen, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen realistically, so –
yeah.
I haven't had a whirl with him this season, and it feels good to, like, see him again because, again, he's just an old friend. But
yeah.
I'm still not convinced. And they have Bournemouth at home, and people are talking about captaining him. And, I mean, that's a step too far.
Yeah, that's a bit too far.
And another thing is just a little concerning with him is, like, is he on pens? Because so many of his goals last year were on pens. I feel like almost...
He's fucked his pens this year.
Yeah, he's... But at the same time, like, who's going to take pens for them? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Oscar Willian.
Yeah, Willian's...
Willian takes his pens from 30 yards out to the left side of the box.
Yeah, right. But I feel like it could be still Hazard. Like, there's no designation.
Be. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he's still going to take the ball if they get a pen in the league. Like, he's going to just say, fuck off.
Well, he's also the one that's going to draw it, so...
Yeah, so either way, it's an assist or a penalty miss, so I'm going to get, like, 3 or negative 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hazard. I mean, I think Hazard's a good shout. I have him, so I'm going to ride him for the next month or so. And that's another, I mean, talk about a nailed-on player for the fixture pileup. I mean, Hazard's not going to be rested for...
Mourinho doesn't rest anyone, yeah. Yeah, and for me, I went for Eriksen. Part of the reason being I don't want to have the same team as you, which is, like, why I didn't go for Kolarov at the beginning of the season, which was a bad move. No, I really like the Hazard move. I went Eriksen... in kind of a panic moment like an hour ago because I saw Alexis was going to drop again and I was just like, fuck, I need to get rid of him immediately. He's going to drop like 0.3 this week. I like Eriksen. Tottenham are in great form. They have good fixtures coming up and I don't have Kane. And those are the main reasons. And Kane is like over 30% ownership. He's many people's captaincy choices. And I'm not going to bring him in. My forward line is set. So I just wanted to kind of cover it a little bit. And Eriksen can get, he can score in bunches. So I'm kind of also hoping I just catch fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing with Eriksen is he's kind of streaky with the free kicks. He just gets on form and he bangs a few in. And then he's also like, he's normally in the bonus when he returns.
So. Yeah, and so they're at West Brom, and home again, Newcastle. Like you said, then they have home Norwich in like 3 weeks. Like that, they should do some things. Like Tottenham should dominate those games.
Yeah, the fixtures are great.
Yeah.
And if you don't have Kane, having Eriksen is great, and he's such a huge differential.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of player, like you said, he can return like 3 double-digit games in the span of 4 or 5.
He's done it time and time again, yeah.
Yeah, he does it every season. So he could rapidly rise up in the midfield point standings. And I mean, I think Eriksen, we were talking about Eriksen, and I was looking at Eriksen a lot too because I love him and I don't know. I think I'm over it last year when he was mad at me and he didn't get me any points. Yeah. End of the season.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a little punty, but it's fun.
It's fun to punt.
It's fun to punt. So let's go on, right?
Yeah, let's. So another thing we want to talk about, what the fuck happened, was Senny. Senny emailed like last week and was saying, like, what is a double game week? And he was like, you don't mean that there are two games in 1 week, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. So, I guess because we're crazy, we have a fucking podcast about FPL. If you guys are listening, if it's your first year, or you're not too sure about things that happen later on in the season, double game week, what is a double game week, Alon?
So, basically, once the cups get a little bit further and teams start to having to play, you know, because the league cups, like the FA Cup, Capital One Cup, the later rounds of those are played on the weekend, not played on midweek. So, what the FA does is shift around a schedule. So a team will have two games in one fantasy game week, meaning they'll play on like Saturday, like normal. Well, they'll have one game off for the cup. And then sometime later in the season, they'll play like a Saturday game like normal. And then they'll play like a Tuesday or a Wednesday game. And you'll get the combined points for 1 week.
Yeah, so the weird thing about it is, like what you mentioned immediately there, was that they'll have a blank game week. So if they have a game on a given Saturday, they won't play that league game and they'll play the FA Cup game instead. Mm-hmm. So they'll have a blank that week. So if you have an Arsenal player and they don't have a game that week, you just have to bench them or figure it out. Yeah. But then, like you said, they'll still have their scheduled league games on the weekends, but the game will get made up midweek at a later date.
Right.
So what we're really looking at for those game weeks are kind of between like game weeks, typically 30 and 38. And I think that it's already decided of like there's a wide range of teams that are still involved in these competitions and like who could potentially have double game weeks and when it looks most likely for the league to reschedule their league games and what weeks they would have double game weeks. But the important thing about it is looking at it like this is that typically there's one like bumper double game week every year where there are several teams that have two games in 1 week.
Yep.
And like you're talking about maybe like 8 teams that have a double game week or 6 or sometimes 10.
Yeah.
10 games have to be rescheduled because if it falls right, if there are 5 teams that advance to round 5 or whatever the fuck of the FA Cup, they don't play each other. They're all playing championship teams, for example. They'd all have to get rescheduled, so you'd be faced with a nightmare blank scenario, but then a fortuitous double gaming scenario. So that's why we've been talking about the chips a little earlier on, saving your bench boost for those game weeks and taking hits for players that you could put on your bench and then have them for a bench boost in 2 games. Like, they'll make that up just for minutes played because you'll get a -4, you'll get 4 points for minutes played. So anything else they do is just extra points.
Yeah, exactly. Those kinds of things. Yeah. You can have 20 games go on, like, on your one game week on your team. And you can use something like bench boost to have all of them play. So even your bench players on double game weeks get points. Yeah. And same with triple captaincy. I mean, for triple captaincy, you're basically committing that this person will, with the most certainty possible, score. So if there's a week where that person, say, like, you know, a top striker or something, Aguero, Kane, something like that, has like two home fixtures in a double game week, like that's when you save your triple captain to use it then.
Yeah, and I was thinking it's like a little tricky because you can't use more than one chip on a given week. And typically there is that one bumper game week where there are a lot of fixtures that have doubles. Mm-hmm. And I like that's better for bench boost
because you can
have
more of those
players on your team.
Yeah.
But if you can hold that triple captaincy for a double game week where there's maybe only like two teams that have it, and
right.
if one of those teams has a good captaincy option, like rolling the dice on that, because obviously if you have two, like remember last week, fucking Matty Phillips had that 20-point double game week. And I mean, it's the kind of thing that it's even maybe worth taking a hit for your fifth midfielder to replace him with someone in a double game week, because again, you're going to come out net zero on the transfer itself, even if it's a hit, even for a fourth or a fifth bench defender.
Yep.
If they just get anything from it, you're going to be in the points. So, yeah, it's just something. It's something that if you still have them, I think it's great. I mean, I haven't really considered using any of my chips yet, but that's what I've been waiting for.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And that's how you use them. That's the best way to use them.
We'll see. So yeah, that's that. They're both good.
Yeah.
Let's get into captain's clean.
Okay. Yeah. Right off the bat, the early game is City at Stoke. I don't know if Aguero's fit. I think he is, though.
Yeah, I think Pellegrini came out today and said he's like hopeful that he's going to be fit for the week.
Yeah, and Pellegrini and what's his name? Aguero even said like he like tweeted or something like, for those of you worried, I just took a knock on my heel. I'm fine. So
yeah. Yeah, it was kind of weird because when he got subbed last weekend, like the sub was already ready to be made. And then
it was
like the last play was that play when he just like came down weird on his shit. And like people were like, oh, he's getting subbed because he was injured. Like he was getting subbed before that happened for sure.
Yep.
So it was unrelated to the substitution, but he could have obviously gotten injured. So
yeah,
I mean, he wasn't on the bench today for their Capital One Cup game, which is probably like a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I mean, Pellegrini's normally pretty candid with his interviews. Like I feel like I always wake up on like Friday and see him saying like players A, B, C, D, and E are not fit.
Right. So yeah, we'll know more as the week goes along. But I think, I mean, people will probably captain KDB, and I've blanked with him, and you have too, as my captain before. I'll never captain him again, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
And is Shawcross playing, or did he get to... He wiped his suspension with the midweek game, right?
Yeah.
So he'll be playing. So there's still a good defense, but City should dominate.
Yeah, I think they probably will do, but Stoke's defense is really good also. I don't know.
I don't know
if they're going to roll them over.
Yeah. Well,
but I mean, Aguero is always a good chat. So if he's going to be fit, I think that's a good captaincy choice.
Yep. Well, it's
Arsenal home Sunderland.
Yeah, Ozil.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still like, Sam's been so fucking park bus away, and they've been really tight.
Yeah, I don't love it, and he's usually not in the goal scoring, but he's just been so good.
Yeah, I think Giroud is a better option for captaincy if anyone has him.
Really? I don't know. Ozil gets those max bonus every fucking week.
Yeah, that's true. He has been doing. Maybe, he's a good choice for sure because it's still Sunderland, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just nervous because they were really bad after Alexis got hurt.
Yeah, I'm not ecstatic about either of those. I'm not ecstatic about Southampton either, but they're home to Villa.
I know. I mean, anyone who's stuck with Pella is just probably hoping he just gets a return. Captaincy's not there.
Yeah.
I've seen some people contemplating Mane captaincy. I've been there. I'm not considering it. It's the kind of thing that I hope that they do well because I still have Mane, but a 1-0 wouldn't surprise me.
No, me neither. They've been struggling.
They've been struggling for goals.
What about a little bit more fruitful Tottenham, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, West Brom have been dire at home because Pulis has been playing more open, but I still just never feel comfortable away West Brom. Like, I'm just always thinking, like, oh, it's a Pulis clean sheet. Like, he's going to park the bus. Like, you never know when it's going to happen, but... Kane, I am seriously considering Kane for myself.
Yeah, it's definitely a shout with his form.
But you also skipped over Vardy. I don't think that should be overlooked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm starting to feel like maybe that's the most comfortable option because Swansea are fucked, and they're not going to be parking the bus, and they're going to be counterattacking at will. And Ashley Williams was like, Swansea's defense was not good last weekend.
They just look a really bad, dire side with like no answer. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
They started the season so hot and they're just fucking dog shit now. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like I feel more comfortable captaining Vardy away to Swansea than I do Kane away to West Brom.
Yeah.
Almost just because And I mean, everyone has, if you have Ken, you have Vari, pretty much. Like, that's tough.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
And then Chelsea home Bournemouth. I mean, Hazard is, that's just a massive punt.
Yeah, I don't think that's worth it. You don't take punts on your captaincy, especially when they're differentials already. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets a goal, like, you're just laughing with your 10 points because that's great for you. But
and it's a huge differential. You don't need a punt.
He's been blanking for the last month, so that's nuts.
Yeah, and then Lukaku.
Yeah, Lukaku. I mean, I think we're going to do Everton. I think we're going to – we're so good away.
Like, I love you guys away. Like, you guys are really tough. But it's still, if you're playing old school – Palace away form, just counterattacking, going ham, then I think you'll still probably concede home to Everton.
Yeah, we always concede.
Yeah.
I just don't see, like, a 3-goal game from Everton.
Right. But I still think Lukaku is as good an option as, say, Kane.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Probably better.
Home Palace. Yeah, and I mean, I'm a Palace fan, so I'm not.
You're a little bit biased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Wickham,
so some good options this week. It's Wickham. Fucking difficult.
Wickham made you guys tick.
Yeah, but he was so bad against fucking Sunderland. He was absolutely useless.
All right. Well, that was his first game back, right?
Yeah, I know. But he was basically doing the same things, and I think it was like he was made better because Newcastle's defense was that much worse.
Right.
That like Sunderland was like they were playing well against us defensively, so like Wickham couldn't do shit. But gotcha. Newcastle was just a ridiculous joke at the back.
It was so bad, yeah.
They're fucked.
Yeah, no, captaincy is really fucking tough this week.
Yeah, and it's the same thing like last week. Like, if you hit, you just, it makes your game week. Like, you have a big green arrow.
Yeah.
God, what about Ighalo? How did we not talk about him?
Oh, my God. Odion.
He's probably the best option.
He's the best option by a
Norwich
mile.
Have been tight. And I mean, but that's like a relegation six-pointer kind of.
Yeah, no. Norwich haven't kept it clean in fucking millennia.
I know, but they've only let up like one goal a game for a while.
And who's going to score that one goal?
Obviously, Ighalo.
Ighalo. I mean, like, that's the best option that we've gone through, I think.
Yeah, if I had him, I'd probably just captain him.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable with him than Lukaku this
By
week.
The way, Deeney, dude. I love Deeney.
Yeah, he's so ugly. He's so good.
He's so good. Like, I didn't realize I was watching Match of the Day. He grew up a Birmingham fan.
Yeah.
And then he went to Aston Villa, and they cut him from the academy. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to just fucking shove it in them. God.
Yeah, that's great.
So good.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
All right, clean sheets.
Yeah, this will be a little bit more fluid. It's a lot of the same teams that we just covered, really.
Yeah, Arsenal, only team we didn't cover for captaincy, obviously, was Man United because their attack is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
That's going to be probably a clean for them.
Probably, yep. Southampton.
Maybe Leicester.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Watford
maybe. Yeah.
Chelsea.
Chelsea is probably the best option.
Yeah, Spurs, Liverpool.
Liverpool. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, like...
But that we just named, like, 8 teams.
If I might lose my shit, and as I'm a biased Liverpool fan, too. Like, if Coutinho is announced 100% fit, like, I don't really love any of my captaincy options. I could just go Coutinho. Fucking Newcastle, dude.
That would be very bold.
Yeah, but, I mean, like you said, he missed one game, but besides that, he's in the best form of his life. He has 4 goals and an assist in the last 3.
Yeah. I still would probably... Yeah, I don't know. I would still probably captain Vardy over him.
Vardy, yeah.
It's just safer.
It is safer.
Like, how is Vardy not going to score at Swansea? The Swansea are fucking horrible.
Yeah, it seems impossible.
Yeah. Cool, that's it for that. Do you want to go on to our teams?
Yeah, let's go to our teams. I mean, we're going to try and keep it a little shorter, as you mentioned. So, we already covered the moves that we both did. I'm not going to make another move. I'm out of freeze.
Well, I didn't cover my... We moved from... But what about last week?
What did you say?
I made a great move last week. No one knows about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you teased it a little bit. Tell me more.
I did Kolarov out to Shawcross. So I wanted to get the only player that would get a red card last weekend. I really wanted that -3. I wanted to feel the -3.
Yeah. That's a mare.
I needed a free funds up.
It's a bit of a mare.
I was very pessimistic on Man City's clean sheet potential, which turned out to be true. They conceded. Little do I know, Colorado's going to have a goal, but I was really between Shawcross and Moreno because that was the price bracket I was looking at. I was also looking at Mertesacker, but it kind of didn't fall in with my plans. And I kind of convinced myself into Shawcross for the differential piece and a little maybe more attacking than Moreno. I mean, Moreno's got all the stats.
Come on, more attacking than Moreno?
All right, Moreno's got all the stats of touches in the final third, blah, 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 crosses. He doesn't fucking have a final ball in him. He has one goal, like, in his Liverpool career.
Every
time I watch him, he's fucking dog shit. He just puts shit into the defender's feet. He gets corners. Wow. He can't beat the first man marking him.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have thought about it, but I don't feel like Moreno is as attacking as people think. Just because he's a marauding left back doesn't mean he has any end product.
Moreno. It's like saying,
whatever. But I don't know. I'm just also more bitter because I got minus three.
You're very bitter, yeah.
Yeah, but Shawcross. Yeah, I mean, the second yellow was a little bit mad. Like, it was, I think it was Mike Dean reffing
the
game.
That was a just fucking horrible call.
It was bullshit. I mean, he got the ball. It was soft. It was just bullshit. Yep. And I think Mike Dean was reffing. He just, you know, he likes to be in the headlines and have his fucking huge-ass head shown on Match of the Day or whatever the shit they have.
Yeah.
So Shawcross got the red. And again, I thought that Stoke was a better shout for a clean this weekend, which is really when I needed them, than Liverpool. That turned out not to be true. But they also held on to like, the 80th minute and conceded off a set piece with 10 men. So if Shawcross, if he didn't blow that bullshit whistle on the red, like, he probably would have gotten a clean for me.
That's totally fair. No, it's unlucky. Yeah. It's nothing else but unlucky, and that's part of fantasy. Mike Dean looks like a turtle, and he fucked you.
Yeah, so Shawcross in for me was, and that was the difference for me for a green or a red. I went down 1,000 places last week instead of probably going up something like 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah, you had a good week other than that.
Yeah, I had a pretty good week, but I still got a red because it's starting to get tight up there.
Yeah, no, I got a big red. I thought I had a decent week too, and I had a big red. I missed on my captain. That was the thing.
That's always the thing.
Yeah, Captain Aguero, he blanked, and I went down. That's basically it. Yeah. And then Coutinho didn't play, so I got an auto sub of Jeff Cameron, which was a zero. So
yeah, that's a nightmare.
That combination will always be a red.
So you got Eriksen in for Alexis this week, and that's it?
Yep, that's all I did. And, you know, I might still start four defenders and just bench King, who's away at Chelsea, because the defenders I have are Monreal, home Sunderland, Smalling, home West Ham, Moreno at Newcastle, and Bertrand, home Villa.
Yeah, those are all really good fixtures.
Those are just incredible. So
did you share, but what, because, like, we fucking pod and we talk about the moves we're going to make, and then we don't say what we do, because then it's next week.
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Like, what did you did? Does, like, you got King in, like, what, your transfers from last week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we never go over those. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, I got, I did De Bruyne to King on Bournemouth's King, and then I did Mitrovic to Aguero. So it was one of the things that we teased about, and I think on the pod I said I was going to do kind of like a triple change instead and take a -8 and get Smalling involved so I could get a better midfielder.
Yeah.
But then through 100 texts between you and producer Nate, we all kind of came to the conclusion that, like, it's worth a punt. King's out of position. I can only take a -4 and do it, and I still have flexibility within my team. So, yeah. And it's not like Smalling is bad or anyone I want to get rid of. He's really good. So, yeah, that was it. And I got a red arrow, but I still like my team, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're in good shape. I mean, getting rid of Mitrovic, obviously, before he blanked was huge, even though...
Yeah, he didn't even play, two. So...
But, I mean, King got you 5. I mean, obviously, you lost a lot of points in those transfers. You took the
KDB fucking fucked me, but yeah.
But it sets you up. I mean, you have Aguero now, which is great, and... But yeah, I mean, starting those four defenders sounds pretty good to me, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, King away at Chelsea, like, it's hard They've to imagine so that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, Chelsea... They could just do them. I'm just like, I feel like I'm waiting for Chelsea to just be like a 3-0, like a nice comprehensive victory.
I know. It's been so long, right?
But they've been showing signs, yeah. I think that's a pretty good shout, actually, dude.
Yeah, they've been playing really well. So, yeah, I'm probably going to stick with that. And then I just have to figure out my captain, maybe. It'll be between Vardy, Lukaku, probably just those two in the end, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I mean, Aguero, you could still consider.
I could consider, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. Aguero, it's tough because of the fitness factor. We'll just have to see press conferences.
Yeah, is he just going to play 60? I don't know.
I mean, there's no real reason why they... I mean, if anything, they have their Champions League game next week, but they're already probably going to finish second. He could play him the full game and then give him the week off to recover.
Yeah, I think they might actually be nailed to second.
Is it something like Juventus would have to, lose?
Yeah, Juventus would have to lose to...
And they would have to win by, goal difference.
And they would have to... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen.
It's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right, you look like you're okay for the weekend.
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had two frees last week, and I only used one to do the
move that shall not be named.
Yeah. So I floated the other. So I had 63 points. I went down 1,000. I'm at around 17, 18K. I had Lukaku captain last week, which is okay. Better than if I had Aguero Alexis captain, which is who I was considering otherwise. But yeah. Yeah, I got Hazard in for Alexis. I'm considering, so I need a free up point. My plan is to get rid of Mane next week for Silva. I want to keep Mane this week against Villa home. Mm-hmm. I need a free up 0.4 in the bank, and the route for me to do that would either be to downgrade Jan Mott or to downgrade Prodl. I don't really want to get Simpson in for Prodl because I think that he's not nailed, and I think he's going to be back on the bench soon. I don't know. There was something about that Richie DeLate, 80th that minute sub last weekend. Yeah. That just made me really scared about Simpson. They've been playing better defensively with Simpson over the last month or so, but I just, if he's thinking, oh, we need more pace at that position to cope or something, and he's making a right-back substitution when it's 1-1, I'm nervous about that. So I really don't want to go with Simpson. And other than that, Ryan Bennett's not going to get much more time, so I think Russell Martin's back, so... There are no options there, so I'm looking at doing Jan Mott down to. I'm looking at actually Wes Morgan.
Interesting.
I mean, he's nailed. He's the captain. You remember he had those goals last year.
Yeah, but are you? You're never gonna start him.
I'm gonna start him this. The thing is, I need someone for this week because I have Bertrand, and then everyone else is shit. I have Shawcross, Home City, which is another reason why I don't know why the fuck I got Shawcross. So if I got Moreno, I could have started him last week and this week.
And this week, yeah.
But Liverpool, that was great fixture. Yeah. So fucking stupid.
Moreno.
Yeah, and then I have Evans, home Spurs, and Jan Mott, home Liverpool.
Wow. Yeah.
Have to start Evans. That's just going to be sad, and he'll probably get me. Evans got fucking two bonus last week in a 1-1. That was insane.
What?
Yeah, he got me four
He was
points.
Playing left back, I saw.
Yeah, he was playing
Maybe
left
he got
back.
Some, yeah, I don't know.
Because McCauley was suspended or something like that?
Yeah, something weird, yeah.
But he got 4 points. It was 1-1. He got 4 points. I was wow. How does he have 4 points?
That's great.
That's great. But, Jan Mott, their fixtures are bad, and they're just so bad.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I go down him to Morgan, I'm trying to figure out it gives me enough to do Mane to Silva next week. And then I'd have enough to go up to 4-6 with Prodl's replacement and give me a little more well-roundedness. I could get Van Aanholt.
Right.
Or a fucking Palace defense. I don't know.
If you're prioritizing this week, why are you picking Leicester away to Swansea over I don't know, Watford, home Norwich or something.
I don't have the funds because I have, if I get a 4-6 in for Jan Mott, I won't have enough to do Mane to Silva. I need a free 0.4. I could get Brito, I guess.
Yeah.
But they only have, after, they have two good fixtures and then they have the worst fixtures ever.
Right.
So I don't know.
But starting someone for two good fixtures is pretty good for a deep
four
backup.
Or five.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to start them again until February.
You could get Ake.
Yeah, I could. I could do. But I feel like Leicester are just kind of sneaky now that they're they've been good defensively.
Yeah, no, they have. It's a observant
move. And the fixtures are pretty bad, but for some reason I just feel...
Yeah, go with your gut.
Yeah, I'm feeling Wes Morgan for some reason. He's calling to me.
Yeah.
I feel like after I got Prodl, I can't go back to the Watford well because I'm just so fucking pissed.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something to think about.
Yeah, now who I downgrade is something. And the other thing is I do want kind of to get Van Aanholt in for Prodl. And if I go to a 4-4 or 4-5, I won't be able to afford it.
Right. So you're thinking further ahead than I am.
Yeah, a little bit. And mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't say that before, but... but yeah, I think it's probably better to do the Yanmot out for a potential clean than keep him and save it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because no, him that home makes to sense. Liverpool, like, what's he... It's the same thing this week. Like, if he doesn't get an attacking return, he's going to get, like, zero.
Yeah. No, they're not, I mean,
gonna
ship... they're so bad. Like,
yeah, he, they're not going to ship less than 2 goals.
Yeah, totally
so,
agree.
So, I mean, having Yanmot just seems like a fucking bullet in my head.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
That's it, yeah. Good point.
So tweet us at FMLFPL. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Email us or rate my teams, FMLFPL@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. What SoundCloud, iTunes, yeah, any podcast app, listen, or all that bad, shit. You're bad. Join the league.
Yeah, well, how long are we going to fucking put the league ID in the thing?
I don't know. I mean, I guess forever.
Forever and ever. I still keep
new people every week.
Yeah, every week I see like 2 or 3 little new names. I get happy, but...
Yeah, it's good. I mean, they're no competition for like the Isle of Numbambu, but who is...
You're right. Who is? Not us.
Not us. All right. Cheers.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.